Hey everyone, welcome back to the Intelligent Conversations podcast. Today is the Christmas special. As we wrap up season 3 of the Intelligent Conversations, I just want to give a big thanks to those who came on the show this year. You all have very fascinating lives, concepts, and ideas. I can tell you that I have taken parts of your guys' ideas and concepts and just things you guys do, and I should say attempted to implement them in my life. I'm still learning. I'm still trying to do what you guys say has helped you. I want to thank you for allowing me to take time out of your day and have the audience and I learn from you. And I'm sure the audience is very grateful for what you've provided them as well and shared the knowledge that you shared. For those of you new to the Christmas special or just this podcast in general, the Christmas special is actually a great place to start. It's an opportunity to listen to an episode and I get to kind of just recap the year and talk about each guest individually and say, hey, this is what I learned from them. Here's some of the key points I took away. And then you as the audience can go out and find some of those episodes that maybe you missed or sound interesting to you and listen to them. Or if you've already listened to every single episode, which I know some of you have, it's just a great refresher to kind of remember and take home some of those key points that we've learned from various people from various backgrounds this year. So yeah, this is one of my favorite episodes. It's so fun and I enjoy it. And yeah, it's really fun. But I want to give a big thanks to people that tune in as well. And you guys, the audience, it's fascinating. And if any of you want to come on this show, I'd be happy to have you in this next season, because I truly do believe this is why it is called the Intelligent Conversations, that everyone has something intelligent to say. You just have to be willing to sit down and listen to them, because you're spending your time doing something. You know something that I don't, and it's going to make me better and it's going to make you better that we do that. So just big things, just a few stats I want to throw out there is, this is just, so every year Spotify will send out like a Spotify Wrapped. You guys probably see them on the social media for people that listen to music, but also for podcasters, it'll actually send podcasters like myself kind of year in review. And a few stats that I just want to kind of throw out there is the listeners increased by 14%. So just people that listened as, you know, you're doing other tasks, or whatever it may be. Streams increased by 21%, which is phenomenal. It just goes to show that video is just powerful. And followers increased by 76%. That was mind-boggling to me. And then, so last year, I think it was the Canadians, my friends from the North, they led, they were the top country that listened. But this year, the United States has taken the number one spot back. And it's, yeah, red, white, and blue. Let's go. But no, I appreciate wherever you are in the world, you're listening, and I hope you do get some value out of this. And yeah, I don't want to spoil, I guess, kind of the rest of the show, but without further ado, welcome to the Christmas special. All right, welcome to the Christmas special. This is an episode I look forward to, because it kind of brings it all together and meshes all the ideas and concepts and just lives people live and kind of mesh it together. And it's a fun episode. I really enjoy it. So I should preface it with this. My kryptonite is freaking names. So for the guests that are listening to this, I apologize in advance. I am going to probably botch your name. It is just that when it comes to names, I'm terrible. And I'm sure, as a lot of you probably, when we first started recording the episode I did with you, the first thing I asked you was the name, because I'm always so focused on that, like, because I know I'm terrible with it. So I apologize in advance if I butcher your name. Well, not if, but when I butcher your name. And just know that you did provide me value and the audience. So thank you. It doesn't make you lesser than anyone. It's just, you're awesome. I guess, yeah, let's get right into it. All right. So we actually start at the end of season 2. So you know that I end with a season finale. and just kind of wrap it all up and kind of get you ready for the next year. And so this was back in season two, but the last episode of that season was Find Your Reason for Being, featuring John Mendez. John was a fun one to have on. I see his stuff on the socials and especially on LinkedIn. The stuff he is doing on LinkedIn is fascinating. He's meshing kind of the AI in the real estate space. It's kind of interesting. I like looking at his posts of how he kind of, what he thinks about kind of that space. But yeah, he's in the real estate business and he's an agent out in the East Coast, I believe, in Connecticut, if I'm not mistaken. And he's doing great things. He's similar in age as me. And it's just, I look at him like, man, like what you're doing is cool. And he also has his own podcast, Walk to Wealth. And he talks with individuals who have created immense amount of wealth. And he learns from them, kind of similar to what I would do with these guests, that he learns from these fascinating people that have built immense wealth. And I think that's made him, he's done great work. So John, thank you for coming on the show, and you're a very intelligent person. So we open up season three with a return guest, and it is Roger Williams. Roger's, man, that dude is, he's awesome. The episode title was Forget New Year's Resolutions, Create a Bucket List. And I love his approach to life, where he's like, look, we all sometimes get in this grind mode where, and I'm guilty of this too, where we set these goals, and it's maybe not in our best interest. But if we kind of change that mindset and say, hey, look, I'm going to create a bucket list instead, it makes life more rewarding. And if anything, it helps you set better goals to reach that thing that's on your bucket list. So, I mean, it's awesome. But also Rogers, I see some of the stuff he's been doing. He's been going through a lot this year. I'm not going to share too much, but he's had some issues this year. And it's amazing to see kind of the community that rallied around him, though. He has like a lot of people rallied behind him to help him, you know, pay for some of these things that occurred for him and on a GoFundMe. And yeah, it's really cool what Roger's done. And I hope to have him back on the show, and he's welcome anytime, as is any guest. They're welcome back on the show anytime. You simply just got to ask. But I look forward to seeing what Roger continues to do. And he's been an influence on my life for sure. And yeah. So Roger, thank you for coming on the show again. And I appreciate the knowledge you shared. You're a very intelligent person. Next episode was Dr. Allison J.K., and it was the non-physical and physical world. Dr. K, I have to hand it to you. You definitely ran circles around me. I had no idea at times what you're talking about. But I mean, that just goes to show that I had so much to learn. And you've definitely challenged kind of my thoughts on what even just reality is, and just kind of really pushed me to, you know, pursue knowledge and say, you know, I should maybe learn some of these things and try and understand doctor language, because I know doctors are notorious for speaking lingo that us normal folk and dumb folk can't understand. But I mean, you were great in that episode, and thank you for being patient with me as I slowly learned the concepts you were teaching me. So Dr. K, thank you for coming on the show. You're a very intelligent person. The next one, oh man, butcher this name, was Joanne Daughtry. There's a Daughtry. I'm sorry, Joanne. She had the episode Share, Learn, and Create Experiences. Joanne had great things to share during this episode. She's a mental health specialist, and she helps kids especially that are struggling with that. And I like her approach. I was just like, look, like you can be in this grind mode, but you should also like you only get one shot at life, and you should create experiences that are meaningful with the people around you. And kind of when you take that outward look instead of focusing on like you, it's like, hey, let's see what everyone else is up to and try and create experiences with them. So Joanne, thank you for coming on the show. I appreciate what you shared with me. So Joanne, you're a very intelligent person, and thank you for coming on the show. Ah, next one was Oak Mountain. Oak was, man, I got a chance to, prior to the episode, to read his book, like prior to it came out. And man, it really just, I mean, I knew communicating was important, but I mean, he really put an emphasis on like communicating it right during like that's what the episode's called, is communicating in an information age. And that was kind of the conversation we had, was okay, look, this world where there's so many distractions, you know, phones, people are communicating through there, and there's kind of a barrier there, and we kind of talked to how to break that barrier. And we also talked about just kind of the fine details of what it takes to communicate well. And he kind of gotten a little bit into the science, if I remember correctly. And it's just fascinating stuff. And it's helped me, you know, put even a more emphasis on trying to become a better communicator. So Oak, thank you for coming on the show. And you're a very intelligent person. Next one is Vic Ferrari. This was a fun episode. I enjoyed it. And Vic had so many stories just to share about, just, it's called Life as a NYPD Cop, and he was a cop in New York City. So you'd imagine every day is something just like you have no idea. Like every day is a surprise. And I mean, even when I was interviewing him, I just, every day was like every time he would share a story, I'm like, what? Like that happens? And he just opened my eyes to like a whole new world. And it's very cool world. And he talked about his career and kind of how he progressed like as a cop and kind of different departments and then how they work. And it kind of made me realize like there's a lot more that goes into being a cop than just, you know, kind of what we see, like, oh, we call them up, they come help us during an emergency situation. But there's a lot more to it than kind of what we see, and there's a lot more behind the scenes. And he kind of goes into a deep dive there, and it's a fun episode. He's a very good storyteller, and man, Vic, thank you for coming on, and you're a very intelligent person. Next one is Sarah. Her story that she shared when we opened, so she, just for context, she grew up in Cambodia during the Khmer Rouge when they took over. And for those of you that don't know your history, the Khmer Rouge was pretty ruthless, and she was on the run. She was in a camp, and she very vulnerable and shared kind of her story there. And it was, what was fascinating to me was how she maintained just a positive attitude throughout it all. And then now that she's here in the US, she's like, we see people complain. She's like, yeah, it's kind of like, what? Like, the worst thing that's ever happened to you is not the worst thing that's happened to me. And she's gone through crazy, crazy experiences. And yeah, you can tune in that episode to hear it. It's a fascinating story. But the phrase, I mean, I named the episode title this, but it's have only positive expectations. And if you write that out, the acronym is HOPE. And I think that's just beautifully, like a beautiful acronym, that have only positive expectations stands for hope. And that's what hope is, right? So Sarah, thank you for coming on the show, and you're a very intelligent person. The next one was Ralph Velasco. Ralph, man, this was a good one. I enjoyed it quite a bit. Again, for context, Ralph is a photographer, and he takes people on tours kind of do photography. So kind of like, if you're an enthusiast, like, hey, I want to go into photography and learn this kind of stuff, he guides tours for that, and they go to very cool places. Like, we talked about kind of some of the places he went to, and very, very, very cool places. But kind of the theme that developed out of this show, and why I named it Capture the Moment and Then Live, was he, during his tours, he puts an emphasis on, hey, look, we'll snap this picture, but we won't need to make sure that we set down that camera and actually enjoy it. Kind of sometimes we get so sucked into this media world that we forget to actually live the moment. Like, hey, I went to the Grand Canyon. It's like, oh, did you? Or did you just take a picture? Like, did you actually see it? Or did you see it through the lens of a camera? And he really went into depth of that. And I just love that motto there. So Ralph, thank you for coming on the show. You're a very intelligent person. The next one, Asher Laub, or Laub. Sorry, Asher. That's my, I'm so bad with names, but Asher is a musician, a very, very talented one. I see him, on my Instagram actually pop up quite often of him like performing at weddings and just all these events. And I mean, even when I interviewed him, I remember talking about how he performed at like Madison Square Garden, all these crazy venues. And he's very, very talented. But we named this episode Hard Work, Dedication, and Balance. And that's kind of what he went into. It was like, look, it's going to take hard work. You have to be dedicated to being good at what you do. But then, like, live a balanced life. And he kind of talks about how he decided to have a family and all that. And Asher, thank you for sharing that. So, Asher, you're a very intelligent person. You have great things to share. So thank you for coming on. Sahaj Sharda. So I believe I got that right. So Sahaj, he's very, very smart person. So he's going to school at Columbia, I believe, still. He may have graduated now. I need to check up on that. But he's doing crazy stuff where he's actually taking on the big cartel called the college cartel. That's something I actually kind of agree with. It's like, in my mind, if there's only one option for education, then there's so many options. I mean, even just me doing this podcast is a great way to do to educate yourself and learn from people that are far smarter than you and have, you know, put in the work and put in that back end to communicate what they've learned in a very concise manner. But Sahaj, I mean, he's studying law, if I'm not mistaken, and he is going to try and take on the big college cartel and say, look, we need to break these guys, like break them up or break up the organizations that are ranking some of these colleges and make education more accessible and more affordable. I know a lot of friends of mine, especially, have seen college prices continue to climb, and he thinks the solution is to break it up. So yeah, so Hodge, he lays out kind of his plan for how he's going to do that. And if you're interested, kind of some of the points he drives home there, I seriously challenge you to listen to that episode, because Sahaj just delivered it beautifully. So Sahaj, thank you for coming on the show, and you're very, very intelligent. So Mary Beth Robinson. This one was a good one. It was a different style, actually. So like a lot of time, it's usually I'm asking the questions, but she kind of was asking me questions, and that's kind of what she does, is help you. That's what we named the episode, was find your personal superpower. And she kind of walked me literally in the process, trying to help find, hey, what is it you're good at? Kind of some of the things that in your life, kind of your drawbacks, whatever it may be. And she did a pretty good job, that's for sure. I mean, at first I was like, oh, this is kind of wacky stuff, but hey, I want to learn from this person. You know, the stuff I see online is, you know, reputable. So yeah, I learned from her, and just it was a bit of a change, and I think that was good, because it exposed me to more. So Mary Beth Robinson, thank you for coming on the show, and I appreciate the knowledge you shared with me. Next is Austin Wells. Yeah, Austin was a good. This was a good one. For those of you who don't know, the one thing I geek out about is I guess you could say I'm a nerd in, is Star Wars. And when I saw the pitch for Austin, it's like it was only like three words. It was, I am a Jedi. And that was it. That was the only thing I saw. And I'm like, okay, I got to check this out. So, you know, I did some research on him. I'm like, oh my gosh, this guy's an actual Jedi. Like, obviously, minus like the Force abilities and stuff, but like, he trains with a lightsaber. He enters lightsaber competitions. Like, I didn't even know there was that world. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I thought I was a nerd. But then he, during this episode, actually, we talked about kind of the parallels of kind of what occurs with the Jedi and like kind of the Jedi lifestyle, how we can implement some of the things they teach into our lives. And to be fair, there's a lot of great things like, hey, you should, you know, control your emotions. You should, you know, don't let anger take a hold of you. Like, I'm trying to think of some of the other teachings, but I mean, we kind of go into that and kind of some of the fighting styles of, you know, living the Jedi lifestyle. But I never met anyone that lived the Jedi lifestyle. So Austin, that was a fun one. I learned a lot about something I thought I already knew a lot on. So it was, thank you. Thank you for coming on the show. And you're a very intelligent person. Next one is Dennis Mellon. Dennis, man. So when I was editing a few things and like for the social media, and when I started watching the episode, I realized, man, Dennis is freaking funny. I just am too dumb to realize his humor. Like, oh man, Dennis is a funny guy, and you have to catch on to his jokes. He's a funny guy, but he also, I mean, I think that's what made him such a good episode, was that he also could turn on to serious and funny at the same time and have it at the same time. And I think that's cool. So, yeah, his approach. I mean, I know he trained executives to, you know, be better, but kind of his approach is, look, you need to help yourself. I mean, this is what I named the episode, find opportunities when life gets tough. Like sometimes when life really gets us down, like that's when the best opportunities emerge, and you just have to be in the position to, you know, seize the opportunity. So Dennis, that, I mean, just the lessons you taught there and your jokes that I did not catch on to, just, it was great. So thank you, Dennis, for coming on the show, and you're a very intelligent person. Next, we got Navigating Difficult Conversations, featuring Christine Scott. Oh yeah, this one was a good one. So Christine, I loved her approach of how she navigate, like, I mean, that's why I named it, but like navigating difficult conversations, because I mean, especially in a world that seems pretty polarized at the moment, Christine kind of laid it out plainly, like, hey, look, if you are at like a family function and you disagree with them, obviously there's emotion tied to it, and you have to understand that and kind of see where they're coming from, their life experiences that are coming from it, and realize that it's a more complex issue than you kind of realize. But she also does like social work in her city of, I believe it's either Seattle, correct me if I'm wrong, Christine, but yeah, she's a social worker doing great things for her community there, and she teaches companies in her local area to kind of help navigate these difficult conversations. So Christine, thank you for coming on the show, and you're a very intelligent person. Oh yeah, so Bailey Wadsall, this was a good one. So he just really, so he was he's now a retired football player, actually a quarterback. And he kind of talks about his story there. And I mean, that he recently put out a book, or I guess not so recently, but at the time he released a book that essentially is like, look, you need to live a life that is true to you and not dictated by others, and like actually kind of be in the moment, and that others don't dictate how your life goes. So just, you know, be yourself. You can't really control what's going to happen to you, but just you owe it to everyone else to be you. And he just great things overall in that episode. And Bailey is now like doing I believe stuff in the accounting world, and it's, yeah, it's doing cool stuff there. I see some posts that he puts on LinkedIn. So thank you, Bailey, for coming on the show, and I appreciate the knowledge you shared. So yeah, you're a very intelligent person. Thank you for coming on. Ah, this one was a fun one. Jan McInnes. It's fun when I like do research before, it almost feels like I know the person quite a bit, but Oh man, when I the jokes, I mean, Jan does clean humor, right? You don't really see that any too bad. It doesn't bug me that much, like some of the crude humor. It's like, whatever. But I mean, she just has clean humor and it's funny. So why? I mean, that's literally in the episode, laugh, it's better for you. And she also goes into kind of the details of, hey, like this, like science backs that you need to smile more, need to laugh more, because it's better for you. Like the science backs it. Why would you? And I mean, I think I even mentioned something in the episode, is like, it takes more muscles to frown than it is to smile. So why not just smile? And yeah, Jen was awesome in this episode. She does a lot of corporate events, and I didn't even know that was a thing. Like, I'll see guys like Dave Chappelle and like Andrew Schultz and, you know, comedians kind of in the public sphere, but I didn't even know there was like a niche for corporate comedy. And, you know, Jan's really like honed in on that and is probably one of the best in that, you know, niche right there. So thank you, Jan, for coming on this episode and the knowledge you shared with me. And you're a very intelligent person. Oh, yes. This next one, Zach Schreier. This one was, man, I looked forward to this one too, because it almost didn't seem real. It's like someone that was on Shark Tank wants to come on and talk with some kid that is completely dumber than him. And I mean, we talked about a very complex subject and kind of about, you know, the nature of artificial intelligence and how it's going to change our lives and maybe the questions we need to ask in the future. Because, I mean, it's going to change the world. Even if you don't think, I mean, maybe it's a little overhyped. Maybe it's a buzzword right now. But I hate to say it, but it will change a lot. And, I mean, Zach really goes into depths of that. And it goes to show, like, just his knowledge, like how he can just suck up knowledge in a specific industry very quickly. And not only that, execute on it. And, I mean, we didn't really get into his story that much, but I mean, the results show for themselves. He went on, he got funding, he made a profitable business, and yeah, I mean, the results speak for itself. He can go and explore new industries, and it was a very fascinating conversation, really challenged some of the thoughts that honestly never even thought of, and questions that I never thought of. So Zach, thank you for coming on. And we did get out the good audio and the good video quality, by the way. So glad we were able to do that, because I know there was issues at the end, but we managed to get it all taken care of. So thank you. Thank you for being patient with me, and thank you for coming on the show. You're a very, very intelligent person. Next one was, Dr. John DeGarmo. Yeah, he's doing phenomenal work. Like, I just, man, I even told him after that episode, I'm like, man, dude, like you're gonna make me cry. Like, just some of the stuff he was sharing is just really cuts the core of people. And he kind of shares like kind of the cycle people fall into and how foster care can kind of be a solution to break this cycle. And but then he also kind of shares the ugly side and like, hey, this, like, foster care is underfunded and we need to get more people involved in the community about, you know, it reminds me of the phrase, it takes a community to raise someone. And the people that come out of that community are a direct reflection of the people that raised it. So raised them, not it. Oh, man. We were just talking about artificial intelligence. And so now we went from non-human to human. So but yeah, I learned a lot about just an industry again that I did not even understand at all, and kind of the realities there. And yeah, so Dr. John DeGarmo, thank you for coming on. Continue doing the great work you're doing, and you're a very intelligent person. Thank you for coming on the show. Andre LaFond. So Andre is a racer. He races cars. And oh my goodness, I don't want to spoil this episode, but the story that blew my mind, Andre, was that you went out, never had driven a stick at all. And they throw you out on the racetrack after like a few goes. You're like, oh yeah, I got this. And then you raced. That was your first race. That blew my mind. I thought there would be more training there. But then we kind of go into like the complexities of what it takes to be a good racer and kind of the journey you went on to become a great racer and how you're constantly improving. And kind of what you credited it to was, you know, that laser focus. And I mean, that's, we named the episode that, keep your cool and perform well. And kind of, you got to be relaxed because you're moving really fast and, you know, just perform well. Like, what is there to think about? Just be cool, perform well. So Andre, thank you for coming on. Thank you for sharing things that are not only applicable just to racing, but to life as well. I appreciate the knowledge you shared. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You're a very intelligent person. Next one is Jen Campbell. Oh yeah. So this one was a fun one too. I mean, all of them were fun. I enjoy learning from just fascinating people. But Jen talked about how sometimes on social media, we tend to kind of put out this persona. It's like, look, like, just be you. Like, even if it's weird, sometimes weird's better. And that's kind of what she told me to do. It's like, at the end of the day, like, yes, we have an amazing tool in our pocket where we can communicate with anyone in the world. Why would you put out something that isn't real? And yeah, and we had a great chat afterwards. Just, I mean, even related to this podcast, but also just on the regards of, you know, my other business, how I can try and improve that. And, you know, and she kind of gave me some great tips. So Jen, thank you first off for that. And then just thank you for coming on the show. And you're a very intelligent person. So thank you. Here we go. Making math fun using improv, Dr. Doug Shaw. So Dr. Shaw, I'm just going to put it out there. Prior to that episode, I despised math. I hated math. I didn't want anything to do with it. But leading up to that episode and after I did that episode, it made me realize I actually enjoy math. It's just, I don't want to place blame on the school teachers. I probably could have been more receptive. But how it was taught to me just made me hate it. It's like, here's a problem, solve it. And it's like, oh, okay, great. But he made it just like, math is solving the unknown. Like you use math, which is known stuff, and you're trying to solve the unknown or the art of the world using something that's not, it's fascinating stuff. And I mean, I got a credit to Dr. Doug Shaw that he really reignited, I guess you could say, my love for math and kind of fascination with it. And I realized it's actually quite cool. So thank you, Dr. Shaw, for coming on the show. And you're a very intelligent person. So thank you. Ah, Rahul. Oh, man. I think I've been doing pretty good with the names, actually. Until now. We got Rahul Sharma. Man. I'm sorry, Rahul. Rahul. It was a good episode. And what I liked about what we talked about here was, I mean, we named it this, but success takes small steps, and how sometimes we get so focused on the bigger picture that we either feel overwhelmed or just, you know, we can't accomplish it. Like, oh, it's impossible. When in reality, we need to break that bigger picture or that vision we have for ourselves into smaller steps and say, hey, this is how we're going to create this vision into reality. And I mean, that's ultimately what we all want to do. We have this vision for where we see ourselves. How do we actually go about and create it? And he really breaks it down on how you can do that. And Rahul, thank you for coming on. And you're a very intelligent person. Oh yeah, Nicole Busacker. So Nicole was great. She had great things to share about what it takes to just have healthy relationships. Maybe this was more interesting to me than some others, but being in my 20s, obviously, forming new relationships and deep relationships are more on my mind than maybe. I mean, I haven't approached 30 or 40 yet, but maybe it's the same, or maybe it's even more. I don't know. But in my limited experience of life, relationships seem to be the key motivator at this age. And she kind of drives into that. But then we also kind of talk about, you know, the like healthy relationships when it comes to dating, marriage, and those aspects of your life. So Nicole, thank you for coming on, and I appreciate the knowledge you shared. And you're a very intelligent person. You know a lot, so thank you. Unfortunately, this next one might not happen anymore, but cause it's just so much of a hassle. But it was actually the 2 years, and I don't think it was exactly 100 episodes, but it was close. So I just threw the 100 episodes up because it sounded cool in the title. But 2 years, 100 episodes. I had the guys back on. It's Chandler Zindel, Bodie Weaver, and Dane Lallis. And we actually had a very fascinating discussion about just, I mean, pop culture. And, oh, man. The thing about friends, I mean, you got to love them, but they bring out the idiot in you a lot, which is good. You need to bring the idiot out of everyone because everyone loves an idiot, right? But what they had to share was just great. And I mean, they continue to be great influences in my life. So Chandler, Bodie, Dane, thank you for the knowledge you shared. And I hope you guys are doing well. I'll probably talk to you soon. But yeah, thank you for coming on, and I appreciate the knowledge you shared. You guys are very intelligent, even though I probably don't say that enough, but you are. Thank you. Oh yeah, I think I might get the name right on this because I think I rehearsed it prior, but like in the mirror, I was like, Josh, you need to like get down on this habit. But and this was the first one I did. So it was Shaban Mare. I think I'm right, Shaban. You let me know, Shaban, if I am saying it right. If not, I apologize. But Shaban, man, when I initially saw what he did, I'm like, you're working really cool industry. But then on top of that, he's also has a coaching practice. It's like, what? Like, no way. That's like, how's he doing that? Because he's working in a field that's very complex, so like engineering essentially. And just to kind of paint it with a broad brush, I know it's probably more specific than that, but it's fascinating. And we kind of talked about that. It's like, okay, what you need to do is design a life that is meaningful for yourself and those around you, and go out and do it. And I mean, Shaban actually immigrated here from the US, and he talks about his struggle and how he actually got to a point in life where he's like, man, I've done a lot. I've done great, but I'm still missing something. And he kind of talks about how he goes on this journey and is still going on this journey. And he goes out and decides, hey, I need to make some changes here. And that's exactly what he did. And I think that's cool. So Shaban, thank you for the knowledge you shared with me. It was plentiful, that's for sure. And yeah, you're a very intelligent person, so thank you. Brad Burton. So Brad, man, Brad, this was good. I didn't know this prior, but apparently, so I think there was some miscommunication when it came to, on my part, probably, when it came to actually getting on. And you happen to come on 15 minutes late or something like that, but you were just so apologetic, like, oh my gosh, I've never been late to anything like this. I'm so sorry. And Brad, I know you're probably still apologize, but it's no big deal, man, because during this episode, you just bring so much energy to a room that it kind of like, I don't know, ignites a fire within someone. It's so cool that you can do that. It's very contagious. Like, you'll just walk into a room, get very excited. And if I remember, there's this video when I was doing the research on you prior, and initially, right, you kind of walk out, you try to start hyping everyone up, and everyone's kind of sitting there like, yeah, whatever. You know, they might smile or chuckle a bit, and then he's like, and you're like, no, we're going to do this again. You go back in, then you come back out, and you like almost demand everyone like, let's get excited. Like, why are we here? We need to be excited. Like, we only got one shot at life. Might as well enjoy it. So Brad, yeah, thank you. Your energy is contagious, seriously. And I appreciate the knowledge you shared with me. And thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for coming on the show. You're a very intelligent person. So the next one is Take Accountability for Your Future, featuring Adam Lucero. Lucero. Adam, man, I'm going to admit that episode, I probably could have done better. That was just on me not being, I was just not prepped. I was not, a lot of stuff was going on there. And I think actually I took for those of you that tune in regularly, you probably noticed I took a break after that. Like, we just didn't do an episode that following week because I realized like, no, we need to get some things. Like, I need to get some stuff together. And it's ironic because we named the title Take Accountability for Your Future. And Adam was just so kind, like very, very kind about, because I believe my laptop died mid-interview. And I didn't have a charger. So you just imagine it's very limited. But I mean, he still shared a story about how he almost got murdered. That was, blew my mind. I was like, what? Like, who just walks into a theater and stabs someone? Beyond me. But happened to him. It happened to Adam. But Adam, thank you for just bearing with me. And, you know, I put it out anyway because, you know, I might as well put out stuff, even if it's not good, to show other people and myself, like, look, you can always improve. You can always be better. So, Adam, thank you for kind of that lesson. But also, I mean, the limited time we did get, you did share very valuable knowledge. So thank you. And you're a very intelligent person. Next is, Yazzie. Yeah, so Yazzie. He's a cool dude. Like, so during that time, so I had recorded the interview. Yeah, so during this weird span where I didn't release an episode, Yazzie actually was so kind. And, you know, I was just thinking like, I don't know if I can do an episode or whatever. And he was so kind to do an interview that he did with someone else. And I'm like, oh, that's not a bad idea. I should put his interview with someone else up. Like, that could be interesting. Let's see how it works. And he was so kind, he gave it to me, and I ended up not doing it. I'm like, it's just, it doesn't fit the style of what we do here. But regardless, I mean, during the episode I actually did with Yazzie, he shares, I mean, just a story, right? Like, of what it took for him to build a successful business and, you know, kind of the challenges he encountered. And he was very, very, yeah. Yazzie is very kind, if I had to sum it up in one word, because, yeah, during that time, I was really contemplating a lot and a lot. I was very busy. So, Yazzie, thank you for coming on the show. Thank you for the knowledge you shared. And, I mean, just looking at the title, Keep a Positive Outlook, you helped. I'm guessing at the time kind of shift that mindset. Like, look, life can be better. So thank you. Thank you, Yazzie, for doing that. And you're a very intelligent person. Oh, yes. Agi Karamidas. Yes, Karamidas. I believe that's correct. So Agi, it was so fun. So it's weird because, I mean, there's a bit of irony too. Like, the journey towards personal development, because personal development is the journey. That's life. But he talks about how he kind of shifted his mindset towards, you know, personal development and how he's going to improve his life and kind of, you know, some of the philosophies there. And Agi, think, man, like, you had some great things to share there about, you know, kind of the, how we can do that. And oh, you have the coolest accent. If anyone here, very cool Greek accent. I believe it's Greek. Augie has a very cool accent. I think it's cool. And yeah, so Augie, thank you for coming on the show. I appreciate the knowledge you shared. And you're very intelligent. Oh, so Karen Mendoza, Evolution of Gaming is what we titled this episode. Karen, man, this was a fun one. And I enjoyed this one because it's, again, a hobby I do. I like to game here and there. And it was interesting to hear the perspective of developing like gaming systems and what it takes to make like a good quality game. And for those of you who don't know, Karen actually spent time with like developing and working with the Wii when that came out. And for those of you that are probably a little older than me, you probably know how big deal the Wii was. Or when I was a kid, like that came out when I was a kid. Like the Wii's cool. And that was like, I would say the birthplace of like modern day gaming was the Wii. And it's kind of cool to talk with someone that managed to do that like and was a part of that. But it's cool now, like what she's doing with D-Box, I believe it's what's called. And it's a gaming platform that where you're just in your chair and you get all the sensory data. It's fascinating stuff. You'll have to listen to the episode to learn more about that. But Karen, thank you for coming on that show. I learned a lot about gaming that I didn't know. And thank you for sharing that. You're a very intelligent person. Oh, next one is Craig Addy. So Craig, I'll never forget this sentence that you said. And it's art expresses the humanity in us. I'm pretty sure that's what it was. Or art is our humanity. One of the two. But either way, kind of that idea was foreign to me, which probably makes me sound dumb, which I don't care. But it just totally changed my perspective because it's like, wait. Like, so, I mean, just kind of going up the list with Dr. Dugshaw, like all of a sudden I found this newfound love for math. And then art is kind of the unknown. It's like, whoa, like what's going on inside you? Like, what do you feel? I'm like, whoa, like that's what makes us human. And then to understand like our humanity, that's the science, right? And learning how to play chords, learning how to, and it just really opened up my eyes and made me appreciate life and look at it and say, man, it's quite beautiful. That's for sure. So yeah. Oh, it's a good one. So Craig, thank you. I mean, just that phrase alone changed everything. And for those of you who don't know, Craig, actually, he'll do this experience where you can sit under the piano and he'll just play an improvised piece. Like he doesn't do any prep work or anything. He just plays based on what you told him about your story. And from what I hear and from the reviews I saw on his website, it's quite an experience. So if you ever want to check that out, Craig Addy, Under the Piano. So thank you, Craig, for coming on the show. I appreciate the knowledge you shared. Ah, we got Katie Nall. Dr. Katie Nall. So I'll be honest, I didn't even know. I mean, I titled it that, What is Tapping in Waffles? And now I do. At first, it seemed a bit odd. I will admit that. Like, I'm sitting there, I'm tapping my head. I'm like, okay, this seems a little bizarre. But then what was weird is that you can kind of just turn on and off emotion, just free will, if you will. And it was fascinating. And I mean, I appreciate that experiment you did and helped open my eyes to a few things. But thank you, Dr. Nall, for coming on the show, the knowledge you shared. I appreciate the knowledge you shared. You're a very intelligent person. John Wynn Miller. So I haven't finished the book yet, but writing The Hunt for Peggy C. So the name of the book is The Hunt for Peggy C. Man, it's a tongue twister. So it was The Hunt for the Peggy C, which is about a submarine crew or a U-boat crew during World War II and how the crew is going to go in and, you know, rescue some Jews. And I don't want to spoil the entire book. I've listened to a few, like, I think I'm on chapter, can't remember. But anyway, it's pretty good. And like he kind of says in that episode, it's very descriptive. Like you can, he talks about the smells, like the, like he wants you to make you feel like you're physically like in a U-boat, and he studied everything about U-boats. The thing that was fascinating to me was how, like U-boats traveled, via the moon. That blew my mind. But yeah, I mean, this was a fun one. And John, yeah, thank you for coming on the show. I appreciate the knowledge you shared. You're a very, very intelligent person, so thank you. So next we got Jacob Posteraro. Man, sorry, Jacob. I'm terrible with names, dude. But actually, Jacob was, I think, the first guest that was actually younger than me, which made me feel old. It's weird. But yeah, Jacob is a musician or music producer. So he helps produce music. And he kind of opened up my world to kind of the, what's it called? The genres of music. That's what it was. Like how there's different genres. I don't even know. Like I like listening to music, but he kind of opened that up. Like, hey, what type of music? I didn't really realize there was genres. And it was, I know that makes me sound dumb, but if you haven't figured that out, I'm probably the dumbest person here. So it's all right. It's all right though. That's, I think, what makes me good at asking questions. But, but anyway, we talked about kind of how he's managing, like how he has this dream for himself being a music producer, and he wants to, kind of pursue that, and how other people, and he gives great advice on how others can pursue, especially specifically to the music industry. That we also had chat on other things too, and it was fun. But Jacob, thank you for sharing the knowledge you did, and you're a very intelligent person. Entering the beekeeping business, Jay Germo. The beekeeping business was fascinating, that's for sure. And so Jay works more on the production end of things, so he doesn't actually, well, the back end. So he'll actually be the salesman that goes out and sells the honey and kind of, you know, make sure people have hives, gives them access to hives, and says, hey, like, give me the honey and then we'll go out and sell it. And oh, it was very fascinating. I mean, I didn't even know that much about beekeeping to begin with, but he even talked about just the importance of the customer experience and why you need to build those relationships, so then when people come to the next rally, whether it be honey or whatever it is you're selling, they'll be like, hey, what do you got this week? What do you got? And I like that. Just to put it bluntly, I like that approach, that if people want it, then they're going to come to you. They're not going to, like, you shouldn't have to sell. People will come to you if it's actually a good product. And yeah, so Jay, thank you for coming on the show and the knowledge you shared. You're a very intelligent person. Oh, Connor Kelly. So Connor had great things to share in this episode. He's very straightforward, straight to the point. He's actually a real estate agent as well. And what's crazy is when I did prior research to him, he had closed 44 deals in a year, which for those of you that aren't in the real estate industry, that's crazy. That is freaking crazy. And I mean, it was during an economic boom, and he's even said, but I've maintained it. Like, even after the boom and stuff, like, I'm doing well. And he kind of credits that to, like, look, at the end of the day, people knew that I was going to provide results. Like, yeah, there may be this other guy that's promising more and has better ideas than me, but at the end of the day, they know that I'm going to get the job done. And that's kind of what you need to do. And yeah, Connor, thank you. Thank you for sharing that and the knowledge you shared. I appreciate it. And yeah, so you're a very, very intelligent person. Market well and never sell. John C. Morley. John C. I love John. I love seeing your LinkedIn posts because you're always putting up like cool innovations that are occurring that I wouldn't have even thought of. So like one that I remember was you put one up there that like it was a bird, like mechanical bird essentially, and they had figured out the mechanics to make it like fly, and then it was going to be used obviously for other applications. But to me that was fascinating. I was like, whoa, like I never thought to do that. But anyway, I mean, you're definitely an entrepreneur. And you talked about very bluntly, it's like, look, at the end of the day, you just need to tell everyone like, hey, this is what we provide, this is all that, and market very well. But if you have to go sell something, it's either you have a pretty bad product or service, or probably shouldn't be doing it. So you should market well. It's at the end of the day, like generate interest and then force the other person to, like the person actually genuinely has to want it. Like you shouldn't have to be pushing them. Yeah, I don't like that part of salesman, if you haven't noticed. But maybe that'll be a guest I should come have on as a straight up salesman, but that like tries to get me to buy. That would be a fascinating conversation, that's for sure. But all right, so we got next is Wesley Jackson, building connections in the internet age. This one was a good one because, man, oh, what was it? There's a phrase he uses. It's even on his website. But he says, in a world that's so connected, yet so divided. I don't want to say divided. Correct me if I'm wrong. But it's a very good phrase. But it's along the lines of how sometimes we feel so connected to the world, like in everything that's going on. But like, are we actually there? Are we actually trying to form deep, meaningful relationships? And a lot of the things that maybe we see online that upset us, like that's just a 30-second story, right, that we see. Whereas a lot of these issues, if you may, that come up is way more complex than that. And there's a way like bigger story behind it. And it's only been kept like we only took a 30-second clip of that. So. And that's, I think, why people like podcasts is you have time to kind of dive into the complexity there. So, Wesley, thank you for coming on and kind of sharing that stuff and how we could build. Because I think I mentioned in that episode, I've grown up with nothing but the internet. I haven't known anything else. So it's kind of nice to have someone come on and say, hey, look, like this is what it means to like form a deep relationship with someone. So. Thank you, Wesley, for sharing that. Derek Johnson. This one was a fun one. I enjoyed it. I mean, I keep saying that, but like they're all fun. I enjoy all of them in their own unique ways. But Derek it was a really good episode. A lot of the things, even just in my life that I was struggling with, it's like he really just put it out there in such plain simplicity that I was like, man, I need to do that, right? I need to take care of my body. that was the one thing I would say I have been consistent of, but also I need to take care of my mind and make sure that that's on the right track. And I mean, Derek, just, again, he puts it so simple and so plainly that anyone can understand. And there's a lot we can learn there. And yeah, I would challenge you to check that episode out. So yeah, Derek, thank you for the knowledge you shared. And I appreciate, and the audience appreciates it as well. Thank you for coming on the show. You're a very intelligent person. Do great work. Edward Sturm. Yeah. So I think at this point, you guys noticed that I've changed my format of podcasting. So what actually happened is Edward and I just started chatting. And I had already like pressed the record just to kind of make sure things were run smoothly. But I don't know if you guys noticed, we just kind of midway through after just checking, like we really got into it. Like after a little bit of chatting, we realized like, what the heck? Like I for a while I'd been toying with the idea of like, oh, I should just, you know, skip the introduction, just get straight to the point and talk with this person. But I'm like, oh no, like I should do an introduction, all that. But then I realized it's like, Now let's just do it. And Edward really gave that push at the end. He's like, dude, screw the format you have. Like, this is the format, like, this is the way to go. Do this. And it kind of pushed me in that direction. So far, it's far better from the feedback I've been getting. Is a way better format than previously. So thank you, Edward, for that. And also just the cool things you continue to do. So yeah, thank you, Edward. You're a very intelligent person. Ah, creating great comedy. Alfie Noakes. Alfie actually works on the back end of comedy, which is fascinating to me. So he helps train comedians and kind of like the structure, the, if you will, kind of this idea I have. He trains people on the science of comedy. So he can look at it with like laser focus and analyze comedy and then share it with the comedian, like, hey, you should try this instead. And, you know, kind of help comedians understand the science behind comedy. Whereas comedy itself, though, it's art. That's what it is. It's art. But this, regardless, that one was a fantastic episode. Alfie had great things to share. For people that are interested in getting in the comedy space, he kind of just says it. He's like, go to an open mic and try it. And he has a great opportunity for people that are looking to get into comedy to have a chance to try an open mic without, you know, things like that. And like get approval from club owners and all that. And he'll help up on the rise comedians and, you know, learn and grow. Oh, stick to your word. Nick Barrett. Nick was, so I actually bought his, so he's an entrepreneur and he filed a patent for a cord brick, which is a thing that will hold your cords. So then they're not sliding behind the bed and not, you know, there's other things, but I actually got one. So I'm like, oh, that's kind of cool. And it's pretty good. And it's surprisingly heavy too. Like that thing isn't going anywhere. Like it's not like heavy, like it's putting strain, but surprisingly, like I'm like, whoa, there's some weight in here. And so, I mean, we kind of talked about that, like the design process and how he came up with the idea. But then we also talked about, as entrepreneurs, we tend to get crazy ideas quite often, more than people would care to understand. But kind of the importance of like, look, when you say you're going to do something, like you need to stick to your word, you need to do it. Whereas if you need to bounce ideas off people, you should just, you know, you should kind of say that, like, hey, look, I need to bounce a few ideas off you. What do you think? And kind of differentiating the two has been hard, especially for me. And I mean, Nick kind of helped me, I guess, find that difference. And it's helped me tremendously because now I feel comfortable sharing ideas with other people because it's not like, oh, I need to do this type of thing. It's, oh, here's like an idea I have and kind of put it out there. So thank you, Nick, for the knowledge you shared. And you're a very intelligent person. Ah, keeping it real, John Katz. So yeah, we're starting to get to the end. So John, man, this one was so fun because he was just, it was so real. Like, like John's, he doesn't sugarcoat. That's for sure. He'll just let you know what's on his mind. And I honestly kind of value that. It's like just open transparency. Like one of the things that bugs me about people is they'll never just tell you what's on their mind. I mean, it's not that you always have to, but it's like, look, that person's not going to benefit if you don't tell them the truth. And the other person's, and then you don't benefit because now you secretly despise the person. It's like, why not just put it out there? And I mean, that's the thing I liked about John. And he doesn't sugarcoat it. And he talks about that, about he's very vulnerable about his life and how he was struggling with many, many things. And he's like, look, I realized one day that I need to show up for other people. And, you know, I kind of got a real talking to and with myself. And, you know, you need to do great things. And John, thank you. Thank you is all I have to say for sharing that and just keeping it real, man. I mean, that's why I called it keeping it real, because John's the realest person you're going to meet. And thank you. So yeah, John, you're a very intelligent person. Thank you for coming on the show. Art of Persuasion, George Hutton. So this one was a fun one. I enjoyed it. I say that every single one, but George had just incredible things to share. And we originally talked about like kind of the Dale Carnegie's How to Win Friends and Influence Them, kind of how it's important to just, you know, there's a point where it has to be genuine, right? Like you cannot try all these tricks. You can try all these, you know, strategies, whatever it may be, but at some point it's just got to be real. And I mean, he even shared how it helped him like realize, like, if you want to persuade people around you, I guess go with you or like do what you mean, it has to originally be their idea. And I mean, that's kind of like my foundation. It's like, look, people aren't gonna I guess in the regards of business, but people aren't gonna buy a product if they're not even interested with to begin with. It's like it has to be their idea, like, oh, I need that, and then they get it. And I think that's makes the world a better place, makes the just everything better. So thank you, George, for sharing that and kind of the science behind persuading people to your points of view or whatever it may be. So thank you. Dr. Blaine Leeds. So Dr. Leeds had a lot of things to share, and we talked to music. It was so weird, to be honest. So like at first, I mean, we talked about sleep and kind of the you know, one, the benefits of it, like get your sleep, guys, because it helps, trust me. But also like how it's we talked kind of just our music interests. It was very fun. I never really had conversation like that with kind of sharing my music, and then he shared his music interests. And then yeah, we talked about the value of sleep as well and how that affects your dental health, and how that we also talked about the tape. I don't know if you guys seen that on social media, but Dr. Leeds approves. He is a dentist, so yeah, as long as there's nothing wrong, he says it's good. But yeah, Dr. Blaine Leeds, thank you for coming on the show. The knowledge is shared, and I hope just keep seeing great things you're doing. So thank you. So Mark Murphy, build great relationships. I mean, Mark was phenomenal on this issue. Man, so Mark is like, he's just a phenomenal guy, to put it bluntly. Like when I started reading essentially his CV, it was like, oh my goodness, who am I to talk to this guy? Like this guy's a very accomplished individual. And he, we kind of talked about in this episode, the importance of building not only just relationships, but great relationships. And for those of you looking to like build wealth, if you're an entrepreneur and looking to build wealth, then I mean, Mark's literally one of the best there is in the country. So there you have it. And he kind of helps put you on a roadmap towards that. But he also stressed the importance of having a balanced lifestyle as well. He's like, look, we can put all this money there and here and everywhere, but we want to make sure we're putting it in places that you actually want, and you're going to use it for purposes that, you know, balance your life and create a life that's meaningful to you. And I think that's the coolest part, is that he does that. And there's a reason why he's one of the best in the industry. And I think that's what it takes to be the best. And it was great just to talk with him. And we actually, I messed up on, originally I was going to have him record a separate day. Like we'd booked twice somehow, and we like missed, but we still managed to get on, I think. But then I think he was going to come on again. And then I was like, wait, I've already talked with Mark this year, but I'd love to have Mark on again. Just he had fantastic things to share. So Mark, thank you for coming on and the knowledge you shared. You're a very intelligent person. Almost done. We got three more. Own Your Life, John Gusty. So these are some of the more recent episodes. So for some of you that are tuned in recently, you probably have listened to these already. But John is awesome, I guess, to put it bluntly. But the thing I liked that he put out there is that you should seek counsel, not, just the word counsel. Like, you should seek that out. Like, it's your choice how you're going to direct your life, but also you're 100% responsible for your life. And I just like that philosophy. It's like, look, whatever is happening to you, like, you got to own what's happening, but you should also own the decisions you make. Like, if you're going to own the decisions you make, then you're going to have to own the consequences you get as well. And I love the approach, how he said, look, you should approach it as looking for counsel. You're free. You have free will. You can make the decision you think's best for you. But at the end of the day, you got to realize that decision is your decision, and it's your fault if it ends up not going your way. It's not someone else's. So, John, thank you for sharing just things that, I mean, even about the pharmaceutical industry that I didn't know was going on. And yeah, so thank you for sharing that. And you're a very intelligent person. So thank you. Next one is actually another return guest, is Bill Cushing. So Bill, man, so there's a story that he shares in this episode. It's about Will. They're related, actually, Will and Bill. And Bill's actually named after Will. And oh my goodness, the story behind that just blew me away when I was reading the story about Will. But Bill's a writer, and he likes to write poetry and all kinds of works, but he just overall loves to write. And I'm kind of the same way. I mean, writing is essentially my way of decompressing and writing what's on my mind and kind of having clarity is writing stuff down. Others, not so much. They don't like it, but it's art. Can't insult it. But Bill's just all around great, and he's a fantastic author. He writes really well, and he talks about what it takes to become a great writer. So Bill, thank you for coming on the show again. I appreciate the knowledge you always share, and you're a very intelligent person. All right, we're on the last one. So Find the Art, this was literally last week. So Find the Art Within You, featuring Morgan McCarver. And Morgan was great. She's an artist she emphasizes in ceramics. I never had that type of artist on before. I've had painters, I've had drawers, but ceramics, and it's funny because I actually had a ceramics class. I think I mentioned that in the episode, and I was terrible at it. And Morgan's actually pretty good. And she shares great things about, like, hey, this is how you kind of overcome and take criticism for your work and kind of decide, hey, should I improve it or should I not? And overall, Morgan was just phenomenal during this episode. And she ties it into how art is like God's the creator. And she recently wrote a book actually about that and how her art kind of ties into how God's the author. And it's kind of cool to learn from that as well. All right, that's it for the Christmas special. I thank you for bearing with me for this long. I know this is usually a longer episode, but again, I just want to express my gratitude for the audience, for the guests, for sharing their time with me and, you know, learning, growing, becoming better human beings. And I think that's what we're all striving to do. And I guess a few housekeeping notes. There won't be an episode next week. I want you to enjoy it with your families. We are in the holiday season, so, you know, take it off, enjoy. You shouldn't be listening to some podcaster. Should you go out, you know, enjoy time with your family. And then, you know, we'll be back the following week, wrap up the year of season 3. I think there's a total of 40, there'll be 49 episodes this year. Yeah, sounds right. So, man, that's crazy. Season 3 is over. It's over. And we'll start season 4 and see where that goes. So yeah, I want to again thank the guests for coming on, sharing the knowledge. I do want to say you're welcome on any time on the show and to share new knowledge you found or whatever it may be, because I learn, I know the people that listen learn. And yeah, so thank you. Thank you for doing that and sharing your talents, your gifts, and with me and the audience. because this would not be possible without the guests, and it would not be possible without the audience as well. You guys are equally, I like to say, and I think guests and audience have heard this, number one priority is the audience. Number two is the guests should have a great experience. Number three, I get to learn. And that's my selfish reason, I get to learn. So thank you, those who've tuned in this year. And I hope you come into next year with the knowledge we've learned from this year and become a better human being and do the best we can. So yeah, stay tuned till next week. We have a great guest lined up for you guys. See you guys next week, and let's get after it.
Hey everyone, if you liked this episode and would like to hear more, be sure to hit that subscribe or follow button. We release a new episode every Wednesday for you guys to listen to. Thank you guys so much for the support that you give. We could not have done this without you guys. If you would like to be a potential guest on the show, check out intelligentconvos.com and fill out the form there. Thank you guys again, and let's get after it.